In 2002, the Chicago rock band Wilco released Yankee Hotel Foxtrot. The album's success shamed record executives who initially rejected it, but that didn't stop upheaval in the band. Before the recording of Wilco's newest release, A Ghost Is Born, the lead guitarist, Jay Bennett, was fired, and then just after the disc's completion, singer and songwriter Jeff Tweedy checked himself into rehab. Our critic, Tom Moon, fills in the rest of the story.
During the making of this newest album, Jeff Tweedy became addicted to prescription painkillers. He used them, he says, to keep the recording going, to manage a chronic migraine condition, and, later, panic attacks. The turmoil he experienced shows in music that's as tense and hallucinatory as anything Wilco has done. As his mental health deteriorated, Tweedy found that words became painful. The guitar offered catharsis, freedom from the literal. This is 3 minutes into the 11-minute Wilco odyssey called Spiders, Kid Smoke. Tweedy is practically clawing at the instrument, gathering fistfuls of rage. Eventually, he settles on this fairly traditional rhythm riff. But listen to where that goes 5 minutes later. These extended explorations, and others like the 5 minutes of abrasive dental drill feedback drone near the end of the disc, give Wilco's music an entirely new dimension. The guitar isn't here to make things pretty. Tweedy uses savage, wild lunges to punctuate the verses, and sometimes to inject a little danger into otherwise lovely songs.
When I sat down on the bed next to you, you started to cry. I said, maybe if I leave, you'll want me to come back home.
The disc begins with, at least that's what you said, a spat between couples sitting on a bed. Tweedy says that when he hears this now, he thinks his jangled nerve solo says more about the scene than the lyrics do.
At least that's what you said.
After that drama, A Ghost Is Born moves progressively away from the personal. By the last few songs, Tweedy's characters are off in the cosmos, muttering about how theologians can't know anything about the soul. Things don't resolve neatly on A Ghost Is Born, and that sense of constant upheaval is one of its triumphs. Even those who dissected every note on the last album couldn't have predicted this. The way Wilco's solid, sometimes even prissy pop songs become more poignant after they've been thoroughly busted apart.
The CD is A Ghost Is Born by Wilco. Our reviewer Tom Moon writes about music for the Philadelphia Inquirer.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.